Okay, I'm going to read Pashat. I'm going to read the Mechaber Amo inside, and I'm going to say outside over the Shachan Tas Pashat. So Simon Pei Zayin is the beginning of Hilchos Basar B'Cholov's. The Simon is set up discussing the pasuk Vayisavashal Gadi B'Cholov Imai B'Cholev Imai, and it basically goes to explain what does it mean Vayisavashal. Okay, what's included in Vayisavashal? So he explains right away in Zevalot that this. It's three surin. It's referring to three surin. One is an iser achila, that you can't eat basar b'chalav. One is an iser bishul. Even if you don't plan to eat it, you still, if you have a job somewhere and they ask you to cook basar b'chalav, you can't take that job. And three is that you can't have anah from basar b'chalav. So if somebody hands you a piece of basar that was cooked with chalav, you have to bury it or flush it down the toilet. You can't give it to your cleaning lady because you can't have any hana from it. You can't sell it. You can't give it away as a matana. Those are three surim. That's loisavashal. And then we also have to discuss what exactly is the gedder of bishul. To understand, that's what's explained in this simon. What's the gedder of bishul when it tells you one of these surim is you can't cook? So what does it mean? It means I can't put it together. Does it mean, what if there's an open fire? What if it's in an oven? If it's being cooked together, does it need a liquid? All those details. What's considered cooking? Okay? That's one thing that's discussed. And afterwards, it explains what's the gedder of gedi, what type of basar is included in the isser of basar b'chalav. And afterwards, it explains to you, b'chalev imoy, what's the gedder of the chalav that's included in basar b'chalav? What's considered chalav? You know, simple, you obviously know. If you milk a cow and you have milk, that's obviously chalav. But then there's different types of milk that we have to know which ones are included in the Isser, which ones are considered chalav that they're included in the Isser Basar B'Chalav, and which ones not. That's the outline of what's discussed in this simen. Okay? Now, start the simen. Sif Aleph, Kosev Batoyra Loisavashal Gadi B'Chalev Imai. Not allowed to cook a Gadi in its mother's milk. Shalish Pam, it says it three times in the Torah. Echad Iser Bishul. Once it teaches us that there's an Iser Bishul, like we said before, even if you don't plan to eat it, you're not allowed to cook it. If somebody wants to go to a cooking school, a lot of times he's asked to prepare dishes, and some of them might include basar b'chalav. So if it's, like he's going to explain soon, if it's real meat and it's real milk, and he would not be allowed to cook, and he's doing an action which is considered bishul, then he wouldn't be allowed to do it. He wouldn't be allowed to take that job. Ve'echad le'iser achila, and it also includes that you're not allowed to eat it, so if somebody else cooked the basar b'chalav, you can't eat it. Ve'echad le'iser anah, I was telling you that if somebody else cooked it, even if somebody else cooked it and gave it to you, you can't benefit from it. Like the example we said before. Now, the Torah didn't say one time that you're not allowed to eat basar b'chalav, one time you're not allowed to cook, and one time you're not allowed to have anah. Why didn't the Torah say it that way? Why did the Torah say leisavashal three times, and the Chacham figured out that one was teaching us that you're not allowed to eat it? It means it meant you're not allowed to eat it, but it was worded in such a way that you're not allowed to cook it. Why was it done such a way? It could have said directly that loisoichal basar b'chalav. So why did it teach us the iser achila using a lashon bishul? Loimar to teach us she'ening aser min ha'toira el aderech bishul, that it's only going to be aser min ha'toira even to eat. That means it's only going to be aser to eat basar b'chalav min ha'toira if the basar b'chalav was cooked together. But if it wasn't cooked together, you just have a slice of salami with a slice of cheese. You put it in a sandwich. Yeah, just to eat them together, that's not aser min ha'toira. Not only that, but sometimes that's not such a big chiddush because the salami is by itself and the cheese is by itself, right? Sometimes you have that the meat and the milk give a taste to one another. There are ways, usually when you cook things together, what happens is that the taste from one goes into the other. When you're going to cook milk and meat together, the meat gets a taste of the milk, and the taste of the meat goes into the milk. That's what happens when you're cooking. There are other ways, even when you're not cooking, that the taste could get transferred. That's called a blia. I'm going to use that term a lot, and you get used to it, that there is a transfer of tam, the absorption of taste, and still, even in such a case, if it wasn't cooked, if it didn't get the taste through cooking, it's still minatayr going to be mutter to eat. What are examples of that? So the Shach right away tells us a couple of examples that there are ways where tam could transfer, but it still wouldn't be aser minatayra. So for example, if you, what's called kavush. Kavush means pickling, that you take a piece of meat and you stick it in milk, you soak it in milk for 24 hours, let's say. Which, if you do that, even if it's both cold, it's not being cooked, Chazal tell us that there will be a transfer of tam, there will be a blia that will go from one to the other, as if it's being cooked together. It's called kavush kimavushal. That when you, even though by kavush it's cold, but if it's soaking for long enough, it's kimavushal. The same type of tam transfer that happens through bishul happens through kavush. Yeah? Still, so now if I take this piece of meat out that was sitting in the milk for 24 hours and it has a tam milk, if I'm going to take it out now, minatoira, I could eat it. First of all, minatoira, I could do that action. I could actually go and take the meat and soak it into the milk. And if it was soaked, I could take that piece and for 24 hours and it has a tam of milk, I could take it out and eat it. Minatoira, I could eat it. Avol midarabanan aser b'chol inyan. But midarabanan, I can't do that. Midarabanan, I can't eat it. If the basar received the taste of chalav, see, if the basar just fell into the milk for a second and I washed it off, it was cold milk and I washed it off, cold meat fell into cold milk and I washed it off afterwards, so then I could eat the meat because no taste, there was no taste transfer. That's not called eating it together. You washed off all the milk, that's it. But if you left it in there for a shear, enough time that it was kavush kamavushal and the taste of the milk actually got absorbed into the meat, then I'm not allowed to, midarabanan, I'm not allowed to eat that piece of meat. Okay? That's what he's saying over here. Midarais I could, midarabanan I can't. Can I do that action? Am I allowed to take the meat and put it into the chalav? Yeah, that's okay. I'm not doing an act of bishul. Since it's not an act of bishul, I'm causing taste to be transferred, but that doesn't matter. I'm only not allowed to cook it. Now, if the taste got in there, can I eat it? Minatoira, I'm allowed to eat it. And midarabanan, it's aser to eat. Another example where taste could transfer, the Shach says where taste could transfer, where it's not really bishul, but taste does transfer, that's called meliach. Meliach kareseach. That if you salt two things together, so salt has a certain koyach of resicha, a certain heat. It's not a physical, it's not going to burn your hand, but it will cause the taste to go from one piece. Let's say I'm salting a piece of meat. If I put it next to cheese, and I touch it to a piece of cheese, then the taste of the meat will go into the cheese as if I'm roasting the piece of meat and I put the cheese on it. A tam will go in, because it's hot, the tam will go in to the cheese. So too, if I'm salting the meat and I put it on a piece of cheese, the tam will also go. But that's called meliach kareseach. But that this too, even though there is a transfer of taste, but it's not considered an act of bishul, and therefore there's no iser to do it, number one. And if it was done, the iser for me to eat that piece of meat or the piece of cheese that now has the taste of the opposite min is only midarabanan, not midaraisa. So who cares really if it's deraisa or derabanan? Either way I can't eat it. We don't really care that this is, one is deraisa, so therefore you can get malchus for it, and one's derabanan, so you won't get malchus. Shanach generally doesn't talk about malchus. That's because we don't give malchus today. So what's the nafka mina to us if something is midaraisa or midarabanan? So we know already that there's nafkamina when something's asur deraisa derabanan, a suffix, this, that, but over here there's a much more glaring nafkamina that he goes on to say in the next line. So the Ramah is mamshich. When you see the Rashi Oisius over here, so that's the Ramah. Okay? The regular Shulchan Aruch was written by Rabbi Yosef Cairo, who was the same mechaber of the Beis Yosef on the Torah. We'll explain a little bit more later. And this is written by, and the Haggah on the Shulchan Aruch, which sometimes he's arguing on the Shulchan Aruch, and sometimes he's just adding, in this case he's not arguing, he's just adding a din that the Mechaber didn't mention here. The Mechaber happens to mention a similar din later on, but the Ramah mentions it over here. So continues the Ramah, Kol basar b'chalav she'ein asir min ha-toira, mutar b'hano, any basar b'chalav that's not asir min ha-toira, like the example that we said before, if you take it's not really cooked together, it just has a tam, if it's through kavush or through malicha, it's mutar b'hano. So even though you can't eat it anyway, because it's asir midarabanan, but there is a difference, because if it would be basar that was cooked with chalav and someone gives it to you, you have to flush it down the toilet. If it's basar that was soaked in chalav or salted with gvina, then you're allowed to have another, you're allowed to sell it. That's the nafkamina. What would be the din? Is it mutter bebishel? If someone soaks basar in chalav and he gives it to you, so it's asr b'chilim midrabbanan, it's mutter b'hana, you can give it to a guy, are you allowed to cook such a piece of meat? So the answer is no, because there is milk in this meat, and when you're cooking it, you're cooking milk and meat together. So you're effectively cooking milk and meat together right now. If you were to cook this piece, you would be cooking milk and meat together.
The whole point of cooking is to transfer the taste. That's already done.
True.
If I take a ready cooked piece of meat,
that's a fair point. But that's not necessarily the whole point of cooking. There is tam in of meat, of milk in this basar, but it wasn't yet cooked. If it was already cooked and you're gonna re-cook it, you wanna warm up. You have a piece of meat that was cooked with milk and it was put in the fridge and you wanna put it in the microwave to warm it up, there already you have a good point. There could be that no bishel achar bishel maybe, and since it was already became basar b'chalav, you didn't do anything. There you might be right. But in this case, since it did not yet become basar b'chalav, so this is the first, when you're cooking it, you are creating right then, for the first time, actual basar b'chalav through cooking, and therefore that would not be allowed.
So in the study Maram Primus for Tarugas, which you gave us, it mentions there that taste is a molecule. It says scientifically it's molecules, teeny tiny particles. In a Torah it says this is something that's not near with the eye, you can't see it with the eye, it doesn't have a metzius, and so then it's saying that's what it brings down. The article mentions it in the footnotes. It doesn't have, doesn't, you know, because it's already, since already the taste becomes so small that we can't see it anymore.